A lame beggar, who had pushed himself well to the front of the ring, about the stage, came in for a share of Nat's abuse. This was a strange-looking fellow, with very dirty, ragged clothes upon him, and a black patch over one eye. He wore a beard, pointed and untrimmed, and he listened very calmly to the other's noisy chattering. "Come up here, you dirty villain, and I'll dust your rags for you," cried Nat, flourishing his staff. "If you will use a shorter staff than this, Master Windbag," said the beggar, showing his stick, "I'll take all the beating you can give me." With scornful laughter, Nat accepted this challenge. The beggar took off his ragged coat and limped painfully onto the stage. They fenced for an opening, both playing well. The beggar, for all his limp and one eye, had a pretty notion of the sport, but he had the queerest gait upon him. And as he hobbled round and round the stage under Nat's blows, the people laughed continuously. Nat caught him smartly upon the right arm, a sounding thwack. The beggar made as if to drop his staff immediately, and Nat lifted himself for another and crushing blow. But the one-eyed man recovered his guard, sprang suddenly on one side, and as Nat's staff was descending vainly, the beggar dealt his foe a back thrust so neatly, so heartily, and so swiftly, that Nat was swept off the stage into the crowd as a fly off a table. The beggar waited the full time for him to return, and then claimed the prize. The victory of this strange unknown was popular. Nat was a great bully and braggart, and many of them had suffered insult at his hands. Therefore, when the beggar went to fetch his prize from the sheriff's own hand, there was great cheering and applause. He found Monceux seated in a handsome booth, with his daughter and her maids nearby the archery rings. Here the shooting was in progress. The sheriff narrowly watched each competitor, and glanced often towards Mistress Monceux. The Demoiselle Marie had one of her women sitting near her feet, so that every movement she made might be observed. The sheriff's daughter signalled no and no again to her father, as the various bowmen took their places. The beggar paused to watch the contest. It seemed to amuse him exceedingly. Master Patch was thus for some minutes close to the sheriff's tent. His patched eye was turned towards it, and he seemed to be blissfully unaware of the great man's near presence. But he had taken due note, nevertheless, of Master Monceux and his cold daughter, and the maids sitting so forlornly upon the hard ground at the latter's feet. One of the Nottingham men, a tanner by trade, had so far been most successful. And like Nat, he began to be disdainful of the rest, and to swagger it somewhat each time his turn to shoot came round. "The prize will surely be yours, Arthur a Bland," cried Monceux, clapping his hands together after this fellow had made a fair shot. "Indeed, I do not think that Master Hood himself would beat me today," admitted Arthur Bland conceitedly. The beggar heard both remark and answer. "You speak well, gossip, here in Nottingham Town," he said. "Yet I would venture to advise you, were this pretty place in Sherwood, and the bold robin within earshot." The archer turned towards him. "What do you know, old patch and rags, of Robin Hood?" he sneered. "I know too much of him," answered the beggar. "Once, like you, gossip, I boasted of my skill with the bow. It was in Sherwood, while I was walking with a stranger who had met me very civilly upon the road. Said he, 'If you can hit yonder mark, I'll know you a better archer than Robin Hood.'